Hello everyone, this is the CEO of Women Obtaining Wealth and your Curvy Executive Officer of UrbanThick.com, an online clothing consignment store for plus size women and big and tall men. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about Facebook shops versus Facebook marketplace. Some of you may know that there is a big difference between the two, but like I told you, I'm going to talk about my journey and what I've learned from last year and have changed or improved upon for this year. And I'm just excited because I have so many topics. So watch out and please give me your feedback and let me know if you have any questions or any suggestions. I would really like to hear them. So anyway, last year as I was doing, you know, the reselling, that's what we're talking about. I kind of drifted away from eBay because as I started to do the resale, as I started looking up and doing the research for my products, I was noticing that a lot of my products that I was looking up and researching had already sold on Poshmark. I had had a Poshmark account, but I hadn't really used it in a while. I had kind of left it alone. But thank goodness I went ahead and started listing on Poshmark, and it was a great thing. As a matter of fact, Urban Thick became an ambassador on Poshmark. But we'll talk about that later. But as I was selling on Poshmark and kind of drifting away from eBay, I've also been selling more on Mercari. But lo and behold, I would sell every now and again things on Facebook Marketplace. On Facebook Marketplace, all you have to have is your personal, you know, Facebook account or Facebook personal page, and then you can sell in the marketplace. Well, it started getting kind of, I guess, popular or whatever, and I was selling a couple of things, but for the most part, when I first started, you had to meet the person to actually, you know, almost like offer up. Offer up has changed too. So anyway, you had to meet the person and then, you know, do the transaction. And later on, they added the shipping element to it, which made it great because then that means you can sell nationwide. So I was doing pretty good on the Facebook Marketplace, and it became popular. But then because Urban Thick is also on a business page on Facebook, they allowed the opportunity for you to have a Facebook shop, which is totally different from Facebook Marketplace because you're more acting like a retail store than an independent or individual seller. So, okay, so I said, okay, let's try this. So I started posting things on the Facebook shop, and then I noticed that it was really great that it walked me through and showed me how to do, well, it really didn't show you how to do a data feed, but that's the way I started loading my products onto Facebook shop. Now, to do Facebook shop, unlike Facebook Marketplace, you have to have a business page attached to your shop in order to qualify for a shop. Well, at first, they were acting as two individual entities. Facebook Marketplace was still selling on Facebook, but it was acting totally different or an independent entity than Facebook shops. But then somewhere down the line, they changed it where they said, okay, if you have a Facebook shop, do you also want to sell on the marketplace? Who wouldn't? Of course. So you get kind of two in one with the Facebook shops, which I love. So I was gung-ho with it and was making really good sales. Another thing that they offered on Facebook shops was free, unlike Facebook Marketplace, where you pay a fee when you sell something. But you don't pay an insertion fee like you do on eBay. So that was a good thing. But another thing that they offer with Facebook shops is free, no fees until June of this year, 2022. So when I started last year, all the sales I've made, I haven't had to pay any fees. So it has just been such a great, great, great opportunity. However, there are some pros and cons and that I'm going to share with you guys, but the benefits outweigh the cons because what other platform out there has this many people on it on a daily basis. They have something billions of people on Facebook. So even though people say how bad Facebook is, because I know, you know, they're using our data and they're doing a lot of things, I want to talk to you about the pros and cons of a Facebook shop versus a Facebook market. But while the pros and cons of a Facebook shop versus a face just selling on the marketplace. So stay with me. So welcome back. If you're listening, you're listening to Social Selling. This segment is on Facebook shops versus Facebook marketplace. I'm your host here, Dina Harbor, the CEO of Women Obtaining Wealth and your Curvy Executive Officer for UrbanThink.com, your online clothing and consignment store for plus size women and big and tall men. So we're talking about Facebook shops versus Facebook marketplace, which are two different entities, but one allow you to be on both platforms and one do not. So Facebook marketplace are for mostly individual type sellers who have an individual profile page and want to sell things on their marketplace. Facebook shop, however, or Facebook shops basically are for business owners or people that have a business page on Facebook and want to sell products, which gives them the option to sell both as a Facebook shop and have an individual to be on their individual business page, as well as sell things on the marketplace as well. So it's just, I guess basically it's just giving you more exposure. So say for instance, if I had stuff on my Facebook business page, my shop on my Facebook business page, well, people who come to my page could go to my shop and say, but they would first have to be interested in my business page in order to see my shop, right? But then the good thing about Facebook Marketplace is that your items are being exposed to the whole market of anyone who's looking to buy anything on the marketplace. Well, the great thing about Facebook shops is it offers you both platforms now. In the beginning, it did not. In the beginning, you just had a shop on your business page, but then eventually Facebook realized, hey, let's just open the opportunity, because probably they realized that the people who had a business page that had a shop was still posting on the marketplace, because of course you get more exposure when you post on the marketplace. So they gave you the option of, do you want to sell on your shop and the marketplace? Well, of course you do, because then you have more exposure. So this happened last year and I was just ecstatic. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to give you guys, you're paying no fees until June of 2022. Well, on the marketplace, everyone is paying fees. So that's another gravy on top of gravy to have a business page, to have a shop so that you can have a Facebook shop. You know, that is great. And then what they did last year as well, but this is like a plus and a minus. They were offering on their own, they were offering people on Facebook, they were offering the buyers on Facebook incentives. Like I, as a business owner on my shop, I can give incentives like coupons and so much off and free shipping. I can do that on my own. Well, Facebook also was doing this and they were paying for the fees. So it kind of got where, for instance, Facebook would offer 20% off of things in my store, and they would pay me the 20%, but they would give the discount to the buyer, which is great. But what I found, it started getting confusing, because they would call their portion of the discount the incentive, and then they would call the rest of the portion that the buyer paid the sale. So it started getting that I was making so many sales that I was noticing it, because I had to definitely get it organized, because I had to make sure that I was getting paid for both, because the customer was getting a discount. So what I started noticing is that sometimes they were not paying me their incentive portion. So you have to really be on top of how the billing goes with Facebook. And it can get very, very crazy, and it can get confusing, especially when they jump involved and start giving incentives and changing the way they pay you. So be aware of that. The shipping is great because on Marketplace, I believe, you can still pay your own shipping on a Marketplace. So on the shops as well, you have the discount shipping that you can offer that Facebook has, and you also can do your own shipping and just, of course, add the tracking information. It tracks everything. You have reports and information. You see how, you know, so you have all that background, just like Shopify or any other kind of online store that offers you information. You have the ability to capture emails and send marketing emails out. You have a chance to kind of customize the look of your shop. What I find difficult is when everything, just like Mercari, when everything is running, is doing well, when you have no issues, it's awesome. But if you come into a problem, now I will say that there's a way for help on Facebook shops where you can email or chat with them regarding an issue that you're having, but they do not understand. A lot of times I just find, like when I was having a lot of problems with the payment process, because they, I hope this makes sense, because I know it's kind of crazy. So let me give you an example. For example, I sold a pair of boots. Say they were $60. And if Facebook had an incentive where they gave buyers 10% off, that's $6, right? So it would be times where I would look and I would see, oh, here's the sale of the portion of the money of the payment minus the $6. So I would go back and go, well, where's the incentive part that Facebook was supposed to pay? And I wouldn't be able to find it. So I would reach out to help and I would say, you know, I'm missing the incentive portion of this order. Well, since the incentive portion and the payment portion is on the same order, all they would do is look up the order number and say, you were paid for that on the 17th. Well, no, I was paid the buyer's portion. Where is the 10%, the $6 of the Facebook incentive portion? So I had to go through that over and over again until finally they would expedite it to another department. It would take more than 30 days at some times to get someone to actually read and understand what I was talking about. And to be honest, they have rectified it in a sense, kind of, where they've given me at the end of the month what they call like some type of incentive pay. They don't call it an incentive pay, but it's not allowing me to really rectify if I got all the money that I should have gotten. But it's close to it, so I just stop haggling about it because it takes so much of my time. But my point is, the Facebook shop is wonderful unless you have a problem and you have to deal with the help desk. But I can say at least they do have a help desk that you can reach out to either by chat or email. So you can get help if it's something simple. I know when I first started, and I'm going to talk about the data feed for my shop later, but when I was having problems with uploading multiple pictures with my data feed, I kept trying to get help and help and help. Finally, it's like you have to complain 3 times before they escalate it to someone who really takes the time to read what you're saying and to help you out. And it was just one small thing, like a space in my data feed, that was causing the multiple photos not to show up in my shop. So if you need help, it can be difficult. You need to be very clear about what your problem is. And sometimes you have to write several times before you actually get the help you need. So that's the con of it. And I just, this is the first time in all the things I've sold that this is the first time that I've had a chargeback. And they have asked me 4 times to explain my side of this chargeback. Well, the customer never asked for a refund. I would have gladly refunded them their money if they didn't like the item. They said the item was not as described, but they never reached out to me for a refund. They just did a chargeback, and that kind of messed me up. They halted my payouts, and so I'm just now getting back. I think this has been like, it has taken like two weeks for them to sort that out, but because I've gotten that charge back and had to repeat my side of the story 4 times for this one charge back I'll say I've had at least 300 transactions and one charge back, and it seems like that has just messed up my whole profile health-wise, or you know, because they track all of that. They track when you cancel they track when you cancel an order. They track everything. So that has been a bummer, but I've basically dealt with that because they started paying me for the orders that I've made. So that's the difference between the Facebook shops versus Facebook Marketplace. I recommend anyone who's reselling to definitely have your business page on Facebook, definitely have your shop, and don't let anybody make you feel like, you know, you can't handle it. It's simple. It's like any other platform. Yes, it's more detailed. Yes, they're going to ask you maybe about your tax information, or, you know, because they really treat you as a business. And if you're not at that level where you have a tax ID or you have a business name, or you want to conduct your reselling as a business, I would say hold off and just concentrate on the marketplace until you at that point. But if you're at the point where you want to do it as a business and you want to go ahead and, you know, have a tax ID number and a business name, definitely consider starting your Facebook shop. I hope this is helpful, and I hope you guys are enjoying this information. If you have any input or suggestions for me, please leave me a message, and thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.